Let's talk farmers markets. What do you love about yours? What makes yours special? And what makes you keep coming back again and again all season long? I'm Lee Rayburn, and our phone number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Our email is talk@wpr.org. And this half hour, we're looking at the science of farmers markets and what they can deliver beyond just produce, beyond just a direct connection to our local farmers. There may be something more. And here to share his research with us is Brett Shaw, an environmental communications specialist for the Division of Extension and a professor in the Department of Life Sciences Communication at the UW-Madison. And Brett, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you very much, Lee. I'm looking forward to participating today.
What got you interested in researching farmers markets? Was it the Dane County Farmers Market and just looking around and being like, there is something to learn here?
Well, definitely the Dane County Farmers Market played a role, but I've loved farmers market all over the place, whether it's, you know, California, East Coast, Midwest. It always kind of gives me a feeling of what farmers are growing in a specific area, what kind of community organizations are active in the area. And I always feel like it's a good place to pick up on the pulse of what's going on locally, certainly from a growing standpoint and an agricultural standpoint. So I started working in this space about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe even more, focusing specifically on farmers markets in Wisconsin, and how to empower farmers market managers to promote local food more effectively, like what motivates consumers to be interested in local foods. And over time, we received a grant about 3 or 4 years ago now from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, where we were able to do a national study. So it was a national survey, the first of its kind in almost 20 years. So we were able to survey over 5,000 people and get a really good sense of how farmers market, you know, what are people's motivations for going to farmers markets? What are their barriers for not going into them? Who is most likely to participate in going to farmers markets? How does it contribute to civic outcomes like community engagement and sense of community well-being? So it's been a long journey, and this most recent grant that we've had has allowed us to go much more in depth looking at a national audience, which has been really exciting.
So you studied farmers markets across the country, and I'd imagine that farmers markets have come a long way in the last 20 years, or maybe it's not farmers markets that have changed as much as the community's perception and relationship to them.
Right. I do think the number of farmers markets has grown significantly in the last 20 years. Possibly has been reaching a plateau over the last 5 or so, but we're talking about a count of, the estimates vary, but there's over 8,000 active farmers markets in the United States. So they're a very common phenomenon at this point. And I think during recent times with COVID or foodborne illness, we're also seeing that not only are farmers markets enjoyable to go to, they're also an important part of food security, because you can get access to local lettuce or eggs or different things. So there's lots of benefits the farmers markets bring, one of them being food security and making sure that we have access to food when there are disruptions to the food supply.
I saw one of your studies published last year took a look at the top challenges to attending farmers markets and the reasons people don't go. And it turns out that forgetting the day of the farmers markets appears to be part of some of your results.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's something that I can relate to, because if you want to go to the grocery store, you just go when you want to. But if you want to go to the farmers market, you have to go to a specific place at a specific time. So we have run ad campaigns helping people to remember when their local farmers market is. But yeah, across the board, the most significant reason why people don't go to the farmers market is because they forget it. Mm-hmm. And the good news is that, you know, through signage, through social media, through news, through sharing, is you can help people become less likely to forget their farmers markets. So there's, of course, other reasons too, like, you know, potentially feeling like you don't belong, or a parking, or a perception that it's too expensive. But we did find, again, that the most significant reason was just simply forgetting about it.
And I'm laughing because it makes sense to me. Yeah. And it is an interesting contrast to what traditionally we consider as the grocery store experience, is when you need it, you just go get it. The convenience store experience, you go down to the corner and pick it up. But you have to sort of plan for the farmer's market. Does that begin to help you explore who attends a farmer's market, who's likely to go, and how often their attendance would be?
Yeah, so one of our studies specifically did look at what audience segments are people with similar characteristics are most and least likely to attend the farmer's market. So on the one hand, we learned from our research that despite stereotypes, it's a pretty broad cross-section of Americans that go to the farmer's market sometimes. Like most, 81% of Americans have been to a farmer's market, which is a lot of people. But we found that there were a couple groups that were the most likely to show up. So one we call the highly engaged, and this group was more diverse. They really like the community aspects of farmers markets. They think they're fun. It's a bit of a social thing. It's not just a shopping experience. We also found a group which we call the health conscious, and these folks are, you know, they care about not having a GMOs. They like the idea of their food being produced more sustainably. They like supporting their local farmers. So there's kind of health reasons. And we also found some groups like convenience eaters, for example. You know, we think about people eating fast food or picking up a snack at the local gas station or convenience store. Those folks aren't as likely to go to the farmers markets. There's a practical people that aren't necessarily looking to have fun in their shopping experience. They make a list, they want to stick to the list, they have certain things they make, and that's not bad or good. I mean, farmers markets don't have to be for everyone, but we are identifying some of the groups that are the most likely to participate.
I'm curious how it compares to what you would consider the stereotype of a farmers market attendee.
I mean, I think there's some stereotype that is overstated, but there's some truth to it, which is that shoppers are more likely to be females and perhaps more affluent. And these, by the way, there's lots of exceptions to what I'm saying. But females are also, women are also more likely to buy food at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that that's so different given norms in families. The women are often more likely to plan food and cook it. And again, when we use these kind of stereotypes, there's a lot of different exceptions to this. Like, I go to farmers markets every week. A lot of my friends do. So when I say that women are more likely to go, that leaves lots of room for all kinds of people, you know, go, even if women are more likely to go. And they tend to be a little bit older, but excitingly, we did find there are definitely younger cohorts of people, both men and women, that are really excited about going, and they really like some of the experiential elements of it. They like going and meeting the local farmer and hearing the live music that's playing and getting a warm piece of a cheese bread, like, and hanging out with their friends. So there's really all kinds of people showing up, but that's one stereotype that has some truth to it in some context.
Brett Shaw, our guest, he is studying farmers markets nationwide with a recent survey. He's the co-author of a 2025 national study of farmers market attendance and demographics, an environmental communications specialist for the Division of Extension, and a professor in the Department of Life Sciences Communication at the UW-Madison. If you have questions about farmers markets, who attends, and what to expect, if you have comments about your favorite or anything else, to join 1-800-642-1000. 642-1234, 800-642-1234, or email talk at WPR.org. So, Brett, what does the farmers market deliver that goes beyond food? What is it more than just the direct connection to the farmer? What have you found there?
Yeah, well, one of the most recent studies that we had specifically found, and some people might go to farmers markets and say, yeah, of course it contributes to a sense of community, but those are stories and anecdotes. And of course, stories are important, but we were able to look at different dimensions of community participation. So there's civic engagement, like volunteering, voting, communicating with organizations. And there's also a sense of community well-being, like I belong to my community. I feel connected with my community. So those are different dimensions of civic engagement. And what's exciting about farmers markets is you go there and you see someone registering people to vote or someone from the Humane Society talking about different opportunities to adopt an animal or a food security organization or people representing different political views. Like maybe we end up seeing and talking with people that we otherwise might not speak with in the course of our normal day. And coming back to the supermarket idea, if you start showing up at the same market every week, the third or fourth time you see someone, you might say, hey, this person feels familiar. We found in one of our earlier studies that you were referencing that 11% or 12% of people say they've met a new friend at the farmers market. And in an era where we've heard about the epidemic of loneliness, if people are making friends and connecting with their neighbors, and we hear about divides within society, if people are connecting and feeling better about their communities as a result of going to the farmers market, we think that's a really positive thing.
The idea of isolation as being some epidemic loneliness has certainly come up over and over again, and this certainly seems to suggest that farmers markets can provide an alternative to that. But it also sounds like it provides something else we've been losing, or anecdotally anyway, I can't speak scientifically to it, Brett, like you can, but these third spaces, places where we can go where there isn't a cost of admission, you don't have to buy a cup of coffee to stick around, someplace you can go to connect with people that doesn't have to cost you anything.
Right. We just actually shared some information with an international organization that focuses on specifically that. And farmers market, I think, are the most public manifestation of the third space or the public space that we share. But we also have public markets, we have festivals, we have all kinds of things. And we've been noticing in society that attendance at churches or civic organizations or different things has been falling off in many circles. And these third spaces, like farmers markets, play an important role on connecting us to other people in our communities and building a sense of community and a sense of that we want to participate in our communities, that we belong, that kind of thing. And that, simple as it might sound, it's a very a powerful finding.
Yeah, because it's something that has been argued that we've been missing or we're losing, but also while we might be losing it in certain third spaces, farmers markets, one of the spaces where we can find it. And you talk about civic engagement and community well-being and how this is found in the farmers market. How does the science study this, Brett? Can you explain that to a non-scientist, how you make these connections?
Yeah, sure. So there's a variety of different ways. I mean, you can use focus groups, talking with groups of people about what they think. You can do interviews and collect qualitative data. What we specifically did is we ran a national survey. We wanted it to be nationally representative. So we oversampled some groups, like, for instance, young folks tend to be less likely to fill out surveys. We oversampled them. People of color sometimes won't fill out surveys as much. So we oversampled them as well. So then our first study we have, which you had mentioned, is kind of a descriptive look, is, you know, what are the motivations people have? What are the things that stand in people's way? What do people do when they're at the farmers markets? All that kind of stuff. But in the study that we're looking at about community engagement and perceptions of community well-being, we basically will do statistics where we're able to look at how levels of farmers market of attendance, how frequently we attend farmers markets, also relate to different outcomes, such as community participation, such as a sense of community well-being. And then, of course, there's lots of reasons why there might be a direct linkage between farmers markets. Like maybe, for example, people that are more civically engaged are more likely to go to farmers markets. So we're able to do some things within our statistics to look at how do farmers markets work with other communication medium, like local news, national news, social media, information from community organizations. So we're not suggesting that farmers market is the only places where people go to build community. We're looking at how does farmers market contribute to a larger information ecosystem to, you know, to enhance community outcomes.
It also sounds like you're not necessarily making a causation argument here.
No, we can't with what we call a cross-sectional survey.
Yeah.
We think that if we look at the collective data that we've collected over time, both in Wisconsin and nationwide, that we're able to build a pretty strong argument, but you can't make a direct causation argument, like you said, you know.
Grant emailed to say he's a regular at all farmers markets in Madison. He feels very lucky in Madison to have such a diverse selection of foods that are brought directly from producers. Grant's gotten to know quite a few producers over the years, and he's learned a lot from them. He says he's also discovered many new ingredients in the process, and there are many products in a farmers market that can't be found in a grocery store. Farmers markets are a win-win in so many ways, but more than just the produce that, you know, more than just Grant's, what Grant gets from the, he also gets to meet the people who are producing them. I remember meeting my honey guy last year, and it changed the way I saw honey.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's a super fun part of a farmer's market. I mean, whether people are selling meat or baked goods or produce, and you can also, in Wisconsin, we have a lot of vendors who are Hmong in background. So you can try new vegetables that you haven't tried. You can try heritage varieties that you haven't tried before. You can learn about the different ways that people grow vegetables. I mean, if you're interested in agriculture and how your food is made locally, it's a fantastic place to get to know your vendors. So I think that's a really good point.
And in the current sense of food recalls that are happening on a national scale, local produce can certainly speak volumes. I'd imagine as somebody who researches this, with all the recalls that are happening right now for national produce, there'd be at least a desire to find out what sort of immediate impact that could have on local produce and providers.
Yeah, I mean, like I was sharing before, when supply chains were interrupted during COVID, farmers markets in many places were considered an essential service. So they weren't affected as much by these big supply chain issues. So that was a big deal. When there was the issue with eggs, I think it was like a year and a half, mm-hmm. 2 years ago now. I mean, the prices at the store were getting to be like $8, $9 a dozen. You might go to a farmer's market and feel like, hey, those are a little more expensive than the cheapest eggs. But when there's a problem, they're actually less expensive and safer. So we're not like down on a grocery stores or anything like that. But there are benefits to having, in addition, a local option like farmer's markets, where you're not as likely to be influenced by problems with shipping or foodborne illness or that kind of thing.
Brett Shaw, where does your research on farmers markets go next? What questions or hypotheses are you still looking to find conclusions to?
Well, we have two studies that are in review and in a pipeline. We did a national social media marketing test exploring what messages resonate most with getting people interested in going to the farmers market. And we tested different messages. So this was in 11 different markets in 6 different states, Alaska, Vermont, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Colorado, et cetera. And we tested supporting your local farmer as one message, sustainable food. But the message that resonated most was having fun, join the fun at your farmer's market. And this was true in every state, in every market, that people were interested in the fun aspects of farmer's markets. And we also have a study that's under review right now that I'm really excited about, is that many markets accept SNAP benefits for households that are lower income. And what we found in this is that at markets that accept SNAP, and particularly ones many markets offer a double bucks or those kind of things, where if you spend your SNAP dollars, so these are providing fresh produce to people where it's normally pretty expensive. I mean, even just going to a grocery store, getting fresh food can be more expensive. And so we found that people that use their SNAP benefits at the farmer's market, and especially a double bucks, they not only report eating healthier, they also report feeling more connected with their communities. So as far as the social fabric of our nation, if we can bring people together of different socioeconomic classes, different political ideologies, different, ethnic backgrounds, we see that as a win. That's a really exciting thing.
And farmers markets would be a third space where that would make it all possible, given some conditions or opportunities?
Yeah. And one thing that we're really excited about is we have been working with the Farmers Market Coalition, which is a national organization that supports farmers markets all over the place. And so we have been producing resources that are available on the Farmers Market Coalition website. And these are things that farmers market operators can use, like social media posts, strategies, different things they can use to sort of up their game and improve their marketing and outreach to grow not only the traffic at their markets, but also ideally how much people spend at the market. Because at the end of the day, too, the economics of this are really important. The market vendors don't want people just showing up to have fun. They want them coming to buy food. So we kind of see it as you can have fun, you can buy food, you can meet your local farmer. You don't have to pick just one benefit. They can all be true at the same time.
Have you done any research into the farmers or producers that are there and the effects on them?
We have done a study looking at interviews of farmers market managers or operators to look at their different needs. You can imagine that an urban market may have different needs than a rural market or a suburban market. That was done in Wisconsin several years ago. And you find a rural market's not going to have issues with parking, as an example,
sure,
but an urban one might. And so in that study, we looked at, what are the different needs of markets? So it wasn't at the vendor level. I've also done some work supporting Hmong farmers and vendors working with Extension and partners to figure out how we could be more supportive. If you go to some farmers markets, in Wisconsin, 75%+ of the people, of the vendors are often Hmong.
Brett, we'll have to leave it there, but I thank you so much for sharing your research with us today and showing us how it is helping farmers markets across the country. Thank you for your study and sharing your time with us today.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Brett Shaw from the Department of Life Sciences Communication at UW-Madison and Division of Extension. I'm Lee Rayburn. Thank you for being a part of the show today. We will see you tomorrow here on WPR News.